Hey there, welcome to the Biz Under Construction podcast. I'm Cora Lee, and this is the podcast for women business owners in the construction industry that struggle knowing how their business is doing, are working nonstop, and don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. So whether you're just starting out or you want to take your construction business to the next level, let me tell you, as a woman with 25 years in the construction industry, including 15 years as a business owner, I can help. This show is going to help you make more money, finally stop working 7 days a week, and actually be able to take a bloody vacation. So let's get to work. Hey guys, today I want to talk to you about a couple things that I have going on that I want to share with you. And the first thing I want to share with you is about a challenge that I have coming up in a couple weeks' time. And this challenge is for you if you are a woman in the construction industry and maybe you've been in the trades for a couple of years and you're feeling pretty darn good about what it is that you're doing. You're feeling confident in your skills and it's just growing with time. Maybe you're a plumber, an electrician, carpenter, and you have this idea of starting your own company. Or you've already started your own company and you haven't felt really comfortable or confident yet in what it is that you're doing. This challenge is for you because here's the thing. I see a lot of women in the construction industry that for one reason or another are frustrated or unhappy as an employee and feel as though their only option is to leave the industry. And I am on a mission to help women who love this industry as much as I do to stay and be successful as a business owner if that is something they're interested in doing. And for those women who have already started a business and have had a hard time getting it off the ground, gaining traction, or have plateaued, just not able to break through to that next level, I'm here for you too. I am helping women in the construction industry make a lot more money or start their first business. So I am hosting this free challenge for women to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000 in the construction industry. So this is a two-day challenge. We will learn in the first hour of each day, and then there will be time for Q&A afterwards so you can get any questions that you have about starting your business or elevating your business answered. And in this challenge, I'm going to be covering the top five mistakes that I see a lot of women make when they're trying to either start their business in the trades or improve their business. Things like how to stop charging hourly and charge to make a lot more profit. This is understanding your value, understanding what you have to offer. This is charging what you're worth and feeling good about it. We're also going to be talking about how to easily sell your service so the people you want to work with want to pay you the amount that you're worth. It's such a powerful position to be in, and it really gives you the confidence and the space to grow your business to a point where you actually feel good about everything that's happening. The other thing we're going to be talking about is how to protect yourself as a business owner. These are the things like contracts and permits and understanding where these things come in, how to do them so that you are protected in any scenario that where you may otherwise be vulnerable without having these things in place. So these are just some of the things that we're going to be talking about, and there will be a lot more. You see, I know for me, when I was starting out in my business, I had no idea what I was doing. I was flying by the seat of my pants and figuring it out as I went. I was making a lot of costly mistakes along the way. I was pricing projects. We did it by a shot in the dark and add 10%. And so I thought, oh, we'll just add another 10%. Just for good measure, just in case, because we never really knew our numbers. We never knew what it cost us to run our business. We were just hopeful that at the end of the projects, we would have more money coming in than what we had going out. And I also know how hard it can be when you're throwing stuff out there and nothing sticks. You just can't get enough people calling to keep you busy. It can be frustrating and disheartening knowing that you have a great service and that you really care to help your clients. Because we all know that in this industry, we have a horrible reputation for not being trustworthy. And as women, oftentimes what I've seen is that this is one of our motivating factors, is that we want to make that difference. We want to be able to help the people and let them know there is somebody that they can trust who is acting in their best interest. you want to do the work properly. And the problem is you just can't reach enough people to keep you going and make this all worth it. I also know what it's like to feel like you're not bringing in enough revenue to get the help you need to figure this all out. I went a lot of years without help, and it seriously sucked. I was trying to figure out everything on my own. I had no answers, and information was not so readily available as it is today. It was very difficult. And this is the reason, leads me to the second thing that I wanted to talk to you about today. This is the reason I started my Elite Warrior Women community. I wanted a space that could fit any budget and could help any woman in business, in the industry, that was trying to either start or grow or get unstuck in their business, take their business to the next level. And I want to share with you a story about one of the women members of our group who we had helped get off the ground and secure her first big project. This tradeswoman, we'll call her Jill, had been in her trade for nearly 10 years, and she was ticketed and well-established in her trade. However, Jill was struggling to fit the mold of what her employer wanted her to be doing. She was feeling restless and just like something was missing. In addition to that, she, like many of us, struggled with her mental health, and she always felt guilty when she had to take time off to take care of herself. And although her employer appeared to be very supportive, Jill just always felt guilty. And the combination of these things led her to consider starting her own business. And when she came to the Elite Warrior Women, she had not yet secured her first big project. She was doing service calls and being able to help people by word of mouth and kind of just muddling along, not really growing, not really being able to be comfortable yet. And she was frustrated. And when she had the opportunity to look at her first big job, we were there as a community to support her through the process, to help her figure out how to serve the customer in a way that was professional and helped her to establish her credibility, as well as how to price the job so that she could get the job and be profitable. The combination of these things helped Jill to secure that job and execute it successfully. Along the way, we helped her with the processes, any changes that came up, anything that she was uncertain of, how to manage the client, how to manage the property. There were a lot of things that you just don't know until you're in the situation. And that was a really satisfying experience for a lot of us because we were able to support her and help her grow and gain the confidence so that the next time that she went out there, she'd have a better idea as to what she was coming up against. And that's what I love about this community. And I want more women to be supported in building their business, to do it right from the start and have the knowledge I wish I had so many years ago. This community is filled with women from zero experience in business to decades of experience in business and everything in between. There is a wealth of knowledge, experience. It is collaborative. It's supportive. It's encouraging. It's an incredible group of women that are working together for all of our success. And it's an incredible community to be part of. So those are the two things I wanted to talk to you about today. One, if you want a taste of this community, what it could be like for you, I encourage you to join the free challenge that I have coming up in a couple weeks' time. And as part of that, you will get a month free to the Elite Warrior Women where you can see what that's all about. And at the challenge, you have the opportunity to learn a few industry secrets, ask any questions that you have to either start or grow your business, and just experience what it's like to be part of a community that is there to support you in the growth of your business. So the challenge is coming up in a few weeks' time. So the link to register is in the notes. It is going to be a great time, and I really hope that you join us. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to seeing you there.